Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys, Two Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this weekend. I want to talk a little bit about the idea of defensiveness. Famous marriage researcher John Gottman has done research and found there are four things that are a pretty main predictor of divorce. That is, if these things are common in your relationship, there's over an 80% chance you're going to get divorced. Those things are defensiveness and contempt, stonewalling, and criticism. I want to talk about the first one. I want to talk about defensiveness because this is poisonous. Defensiveness, personal defensiveness, when both people are coming from a place in the relationship of feeling like they're under attack, that their honor or their integrity or their personal worth or worthiness or value is under attack. It's almost like a middle school playground. If you remember how badly it went for us then when we felt like somebody was getting the best of us, like we were being personally attacked. We had this feeling inside that it was all about us and we had to defend. We would get in fights and arguments. We would feel horrible. We would hold grudges for an entire semester and it never went well. Because when we're younger and insecure, we think everything is about us. We get defensive over everything because everything feels so personal when we're young and immature. Well, as a personal testimony, in my 30s and 40s and beginning of my 50s, I had some middle school child in me where I saw things that weren't going well in any given day as a personal attack. It could be someone who's in a bad mood, a sad mood, a dark mood, a whiny mood, a moody mood, a bitchy mood, right? We think that all the things that happen in relationship with regard to the other person are personal. When we're insecure and we judge everything as an attack. And when we judge everything as an attack, we defend ourselves. And so we get angry and bitchy and mean and pouty and moody right back at them. And you know exactly where that goes. It goes downhill. You do this year after year after year, the statistics tell you you're probably going to get divorced or at least live an incredibly unhappy life for a long time with this person. So what I want to talk about is the difference between a man who's growing up and becoming more secure, more calm, confident, and cool in his skin, where he doesn't see things as personal affronts. Just like somebody cutting you off in traffic isn't personal. They don't know you. Somebody having a bad day in your house, whether it's your wife or kids, having a bad day and having some shitty behaviors, being a little short or snippy or mean or whatever, isn't necessarily about you. If you know yourself well enough, you know when you get into these dark, pouty, moody, sad, you know, cranky days, it's not usually about somebody else. It's about something that's going inside of you. And so when we grow up and we get more calm and mature in our skin, we see that other people's moods toward us are not personal, that it's probably something going on inside them. That is called compassion. You have to have a large measure of inner peace and security inside yourself as a man to see the stuff going on outside of you is not personal. And the way you respond when things are not personal are a whole lot more productive and effective and loving, and it changes the mood much quicker if you're coming from a place of inner peace and security, as opposed to reacting from that middle school boy energy that you've been once again wronged, I've been insulted, I've been abused, I've been offended, all these things that we think other people can do to us. The truth is, those things are only real when we believe they're real, when we believe that we are personally under attack. So if you have a wife who has done something that feels offensive to you, remember this. It wasn't about you. She cut you off in traffic. Give her a bit of grace. Give her a hug. Give her a smile. Give her just a little bit of empathy. Like, yeah, I've had bad days too, sweetie. They suck, don't they? So this video is all about helping you remember not to be personally defensive. What is it okay to defend? I think it's okay to defend relationship values. Just like a team comes in for halftime, a football team or a soccer team or whatever, and things are going bad, the other team's cheating, maybe hurting one of your players, you have two paths you can take. The whole team can get pissed and go out with a vendetta to get back at the other team and to hurt them back, or they can pull together as a team to win the game. There's a big difference in the energy between an angry, downtrodden team who's going back out to get even with somebody versus a team who looks at each other and says, let's be a better team. Let's all be better team members. Let's stand up for the value of teamwork and making this outcome better. And this is true in your relationship too. When you become a better team member and you stand for the values of teamwork and partnership, mutual respect, you stand for values for the relationship. Instead of trying to stand up for yourself and protect yourself, your responses will always be more effective. Now, if you're having trouble doing this and you're trouble finding this peaceful, strong feeling inside of you so you can stand up for relationship values and not take things so personally, it means that you're battling with what we all battle with, and that is ongoing insecurity. Trying to get over insecurity. This is what I want to help you with. This is exactly what we do all day, every day. We help men with those thoughts and belief systems and those bad habits that make you think you're under attack, that make you react in ways that I know you're not proud of. I wasn't either. So if you want more of this information, go to the Good Guys to Great Men website, click on the coaching tab, or look into the roundtable. We would love to have you in the community, because this community is all about men who understand this stuff. Not everybody's in the same spot. We're all works in progress, but I'll tell you what, you will not move faster or more efficiently than when you've got a team of men around you helping you get there. And that's what I would love for you. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.